Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tapped Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 21st. In the news this morning, overnight E-bot prices were December corn down 3.5 cents, 5.35¾. December wheat down 5.5 cents at 7.43¾. And November beans down a dime at 12.35½. We did sell 130,000 tons of corn to Mexico. The export sales this week, corn 1.27, that was above average guesses. Wheat under average guesses at 362, and the beans very strong at 2.88 million metric tons. Interestingly enough, the beans tried to rally on that, but we closed right on our lows. So the exports, you know, maybe it's, we're back to the old thing of good exports, lousy closes out here. We'll have to see. Palm oil was down overnight, some profit taking there. Brazil remains wet. Argentina had just maybe a few showers, but nothing to ease the drought conditions there. So Argentina is still dry. We've got systems moving through Illinois here today that came in from Iowa and South Dakota. That'll slow harvest down a little bit here, but I think most of the country's had a pretty good stretch here this week to get a lot of work done. I'm not sure why the beans sold off 14 cents from their highs, particularly with that export figure being as strong as it is. Again, maybe it's buy the rumor, sell the fact kind of deal in here. The dollar is up 5 ticks, nothing appreciable there. Crude oil is down 55 a barrel. We've broken as much as $1.10 off the highs last night, but bean oil was down sharply. It was down 90 ticks after being up 230 yesterday, so that dragged the beans down here today. Overall, we're going to start lower. We'll see if people really want to buy a breakout here. Funds have been in here buying with their long 250,000 contracts of corn. They're long 100,000 bean oil now. So, you know, I think it's getting a little bit overbought out here. But, maybe we've reached our limits. Corn got up to 540 overnight, which is the resistance. The wheat got up to 752.5, a couple of cents over the resistance, but closed a nickel lower. The beans got right up to the resistance at 1250, got up to 1249.5 again. So, you know, has the rally worn itself out here? I wouldn't think so. The market's been too strong and really contradicted a lot of factors out here, particularly the supply and demand report in October. If we didn't pound it then, I'm not sure why we'd pound it now. There's still all this talk about inflation and corn acres switching. Maybe people are getting the idea finally that if we lose corn acres, we're going to pick up bean acres. So maybe that's part of it. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.